things I want to cover from a news announcements perspective are one new thing, and looking at back over the last 30 days or so of Office 365, a couple of product retirements that I want to make sure everyone's aware of, and then community events and community news. Who here is familiar with Microsoft Teams? Great. Okay, so Teams is the new chat-based workspace that Microsoft announced on Pi Day, March 14th. And Microsoft has a sort of cadence of making big public announcements March 14th, around May 4th, and then this year, instead of May 4th, like they did last year, they're going to have the SharePoint Virtual Summit, which we'll talk about in a moment, on May 16th. So Teams is a new product, and it's available to all E3 5 tenants. Has anyone actually worked with it here? Initial impressions?
Initial impressions, it's very, very useful for project small situations. Originally, someone attempted to use it to almost replace Yammer, and they found out Yammer still has a home, right? But if the idea is, like, when we have a small project, say, for example, a class, like a training class, bring in a small team, they can interact immediately with files and everything else, but it still doesn't, and smartly so, does not get rid of any of the other pieces, which is what I'm glad about. They're not trying to be Slack, for example.
Agreed. So I've had a little exposure to it, worked with it a little bit, and it's a desktop app. There's a web application, but there's also a very nice desktop application that kind of becomes a front end for your team collaboration experience.
So at Discover, we were working on Teams in November before GA, and our collaboration went down after using Teams from Slack. We were using Slack for a while. But we saw it drop down significantly after using Teams, mainly because I think the UI is a little bit more spread out, with a reply button underneath each thing to try to make a thread out of everything. But the way our team communicates, at least, we were used to the more chat kind of UI. We are going to be moving to Teams, though, eventually, because we're an office chat.
That's good to know. Moving along to some retirements, there was a recent announcement that Access apps are being retired on SharePoint Online. So that's Microsoft Access, the web-based version of it that when you deploy an Access database to SharePoint, the experience you get, that's going away in SharePoint Online. It will stay around in SharePoint on-premise for a while. Did you want to add to that?
I'm just kind of curious, by a show of hands, before the retirement announcement, who was aware of or was using Access apps online?
Aware of it.
Oh, okay, two aware, three aware, none using. So I think that's why it was retired. It overlapped in capabilities and kind of focus with the things that are coming along with the Microsoft Power Apps and Microsoft Flow. So if you're familiar with those two products, you are on the right train. Those are kind of the long-term replacements for things that you used to be able to accomplish with the Access web app. Still hear thunder there, sir.
Sure. Similarly, business connectivity services came up in discussion for a particular solution for some data integration we had. And I realized I hadn't heard anything about BCS in a while. And so I started asking around about it, and I found that there was a discussion in the tech community, which is techcommunity.microsoft.com, about how it appears that there hasn't been any investment in BCS for a while. So there's been no official deprecation announcement for BCS, but it does seem like it may not be an area of investment, and therefore, again, something that you should probably look at Power Apps and Flow for the future. Larry, did you have any insight on that?
No, I don't, other than to agree. I haven't seen it.
But can I just ask something? Do we mean business connectivity services? Do you mean BCS business connectivity services, or what? Just to make sure I'm in the same acronym.
Yeah, that's what I was interpreting that acronym.
Okay.
And versus?
I don't know. I wasn't sure if you guys are going with something else, but I'd be surprised if they weren't investing. But
yeah.
So, again, this is on-cloud versus on-prem.
Yeah, so I think your point is well taken. Let's not read in no news, right? And no news doesn't mean anything. It's just, it's a pretty mature area of the product, so maybe that's why it's not changing very much. But, you know, no new investments does not mean that it's been slated for removal or anything like that.
You're using it for. But, I mean, it does seem like PowerApps and Flow are where they're investing heavily in growing capabilities around data integration, forms, workflow.
Yeah, so the thing that I'll say, though, is business connectivity services is targeted at application or system-level integration, whereas PowerApps and Flow is targeted more at kind of end-user interactive integration. So they both have a place.
Go ahead.
Okay, and then just to go back to no news doesn't mean it's end of life, because that's, again, BA Insight, that's what we do. We're 60 different connectors, and if that was going away, I would know that, or I think I would know that, and I'd be like, hey, it's going away, you guys, give me a call. But I have not heard that, but I like the interesting discussion.
Yeah. And again, there's a reason I've got a question mark by it. And again, I would encourage you to participate in the discussion on Tech Community, and I can send you the link to that. So back to Azure, Azure Sync and AD, Azure AD Sync are both the predecessors to Azure AD Connect. Azure AD Connect is the thing you're supposed to be using nowadays for connecting your on-premise Active Directory to Azure Active Directory in your cloud. So if you're still using Azure Sync and Azure AD Sync, then know that those are being deprecated as of the 13th of this month. And then I'm just going to reemphasize that InfoPath and SharePoint Designer are end of life, and that PowerApps and Flow are intended to replace those as well. I've got two more minutes before Nishan is supposed to join us, so I'm going to cover a couple more things. As I said, May 16th, SharePoint Virtual Summit. We will meet back here at Downers Grove to view it, put it on the screen and so forth. So I'd encourage you to register for that. After that, May 20th is another date you should all know about. That is SharePoint Saturday Chicago Suburbs. That is a Saturday. It's free, a free day of education, not to be missed. spschicagosuburbs.com. Registration is open, and I will be there presenting an overview of Office 365.
Where will that be?
Addison, by the Dave & Buster's off of 53 at
DeVry.
Yes, thank you.
Right.
Oh, and if you have any questions about SPS, Craig Jenke joined us late. He's in the back, and he's one of the organizing members. And then there's also the Advanced Learning Institute has a conference called the Intranet and Digital Workplace Summit, May 22nd to 24th here in Chicago. That's at aliconferences.com. You can find out more about that. And also Microsoft's Premier Educational Conference, Ignite, is in September in Orlando, but registration is open now. So that's ignite.microsoft.com. Again, Tech Community. In fact, there's even a driving adoption discussion area over there. Highly recommended. And then I'll mention these two briefly. From a governance perspective, it can be very useful if there was a way to grant non-IT people read access to the Admin Message Center. So if you think that's a good idea, please go vote for it on User Voice. When I started talking about this suggestion, it had about 30 votes back in the beginning of March, and I've been tweeting and making noise about it and moved her up to 82. I'm hoping that we can get over 100 and get it prioritized as something that Microsoft product team will actually start implementing. And then similarly, if you use your Android phone and want to use OneNote but have multiple tenants, there's a suggestion for that. Overall, user voice in general, there's a variety of different user voice forums depending on the product, but you can probably these links to get to them. Look around. If you see things that are suggestions that are meaningful to you, by all means, vote them up. And if you've got a suggestion that no one else has suggested, suggest it in user voice and then spread the word and get people to vote it up. At this point, Sean, I'd like to turn it over to you.